Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. And we are getting ready for the holidays. As I'm recording this, I'm not a big Christmas person, but I do love the energy that comes up around this time where people start to believe a little more in miracles. And so today's show is how to receive a miracle. And I thought it's fitting given the time period, but I think it applies to any time in our year to live in a place where miracles happen every day. So I think that's the first point here. And in case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm an intuitive and I'm a life coach, a career coach, a dating coach, and I bring all my skills together to help you create just an amazing life. Whatever you want to do, I will help you get there. And the journey starts by booking a session. And you can check that out on how to do that at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, I'm super excited to talk about this topic that I forgot to do my pitch. So now that that's out of the way, let's talk about how to receive a miracle. So first and foremost, I want you to shift your mindset and start thinking that miracles happen every day. It's not just at Christmas time. It's not just because it's your birthday. It's not just because a psychic told you that something really cool is going to happen in your life. I want you to live in a state of believing that miracles happen and that that's your natural state of being. And in that, I want you to not only think of miracles as, you know, these big, beautiful, sweeping things that happen, I also want you to think of them as these little moment-by-moment journeys and let go of the need for, as I said in my last podcast, for the lightning bolt. What if it's just that phone call that takes you in a whole nother direction? What if it's just your friend suggesting, hey, have you tried this? Those are miracles. Those are things that get us on a path and help us consider things we had never thought possible. So I want you to look at miracles more holistically in the sense that they can happen daily and they don't have to be big flashes of light to be just as impactful. Next, I want you to start to pray for the good of all. And what I mean by this is say that the miracle is you want a new job. Let's go there. And you are praying for your job. But I also want you to pray for the good of everybody else involved in that job because there are many players, right? And there are probably components that you don't see or even understand at work. And so pray that the good of all is done. So then you always wind up in a situation that's for your highest and greatest good, and everybody around you gets to benefit from you being in a situation that's for your highest and greatest good because they're also in a situation that's for their highest and greatest good. Because the reality is you could want a job. You could be totally qualified for it. You could have put, you know, your best effort in your resume and your cover letter and your interviews and wore your best suit, answered all the questions perfectly. And maybe on the surface, it seems like the perfect fit, but there are components maybe behind the scenes that you can't see that may not be the best for you. Or maybe you being in that environment does not serve the greater organization. I say that in no way to derail you from wanting what you want. I want you to have exactly what you want, but also be open to the fact that spirit is a mysterious, lady, man, friend, and they're so aware of all the minute details of every human being's life. And so if something doesn't work out for you in the way that you think, I want you to praise that as a miracle because there's probably some component of it that was not in alignment with your truth. This is a big lesson that I've been dealing with this year, is accepting that there is something going on that maybe I don't fully understand, and maybe things didn't work out exactly as I wanted them to, because it wasn't the time, or it wasn't the right thing, or there was a component of it that wasn't for the highest and greatest good of all those involved. Doesn't mean I can't have what I want. It just means that there's something that is more in alignment with me and more in alignment with all those around me. So again, I want you to pray that the highest and greatest good is done for everyone, not just you. And if you think about it, if you are a pretty spiritual person, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, right, Amy. That's true, because we all are energy, and it's an exchange. And just as you wouldn't want to be in a place that is not right for you, someone else might not want you to be in a place that's not right for them. And that's okay. That just means that there's something else out there for you, which leads me to my next point. And I've been talking a lot about this as of late on the podcast. Let go of the need to control the form of how things show up for you. Yeah, I'm an intuitive, and I like to think I know what's best for me, but I don't always know, right? And so what I've learned is that I focus on feeling behind it. I focus on the greater reasoning behind what I want, as opposed to being so hyper-focused on the form in which it occurs. Because something might show up that initially on the surface might be like a no. And as I engage it, I realize, oh, it is a yes. And it shows up to be a benefit far greater than I ever imagined. Now, I want to say this to women listening, who this does not apply to dating. Like, I want you to be really firm about what you want when it comes to dating and make sure it feels the way you want to feel. This is not a message to compromise. It's not a message to say, well, Amy said that I need to not be focused on form, and even though this doesn't look the way I want it to look, I'm still going to engage it because, you know, I want it. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. You can't lie to yourself. You know, it has to feel good. Right? And so no matter what form it shows up in, it has to feel truly right for you, and it has to feel magical. It has to feel like a miracle. And if it doesn't feel like a miracle, then it's not. And let it go. Next, focus on the purest, cleanest desire. This very much connects to letting go of form. We have our ideas of how things are supposed to go. And we even go as far as to, if A happens, then B is going to happen, and C is going to happen, and poof, I get what I want. I want you to let go of those steps. Yes, there are steps involved, but those steps are really intuitively guided, and you will naturally take those steps. I want you to just focus on the purest, cleanest desire. What would feel like a miracle to you right now? And maybe let's go back to the example of the job. You have one particular job in mind, but what if it is something else, right? So what we do is we focus on the purest, cleanest desire. I want a consistent source of income that brings me joy, and where I can use all my gifts and talents, where I feel appreciated and I'm well compensated. Boom. That's the purest, cleanest desire. It doesn't necessarily have to be that specific job. And I know this is difficult because you're like, Amy, but I'm applying for things that I really want. I understand that. And you might very well get exactly what you want. But more often than not, I find that what our human mind thinks it wants at the beginning of our journey, it's not necessarily that it shifts, but as we go through it, we realize, wow, my heart's way more open than I thought. And that there are a lot of ways in which the universe can bring me what I want. Which connects to the next point, live in a state of all possibilities. Just believe that all is possible, and there are a gazillion trillion ways in which your blessing, your miracle, your goal can be delivered to you. We want to control it, right? We want to control it because we think it's going to make us safer. That we're in our human being, and we're like, okay, if I schedule this way and do this way. But trust me, if you are honoring your truth and you're honoring your body rhythms and you're staying connected to the divine, you'll be okay. No matter what, you're going to be okay. It's when we start to put a lot of shoulds on things and start to overplan things and force things to look the way we want them to look, that's when things start to break down. So my next point is be willing to surrender to the will of God. Surrender to the will of God. Allow. I hope you're catching the theme in these about miracles, is really opening ourselves up to miracles means all we have to do is seek whatever it is that we want and be open and take action accordingly. And this is a daily game. It does not have to be just because it's December. You can live this way every single day with the mindset and the belief and the faith that miracles happen every single day, that wondrous things are happening in my life all the time. And I surrender to the will of God. I'm trying to control and manipulate and change and shift, but really when it comes down to it, miracles happen every single day. What will help you with this surrender is spiritual practice. So I gave you a prayer earlier about just praying for the highest and greatest good of all. So that is a form of spiritual practice. Meditation will also help. Ritual will help. Whatever spiritual practice you engage, commit to it. And not for a short period of time. I'd like you, just the same way I want you to believe in all possibilities, I want you to believe a miracle is happening every day. I would love for you to find your way to a spiritual practice that works for you. And you can do that in the context of a religious tradition that you follow, or you can make up your own. But have some way of returning to center and connecting to the divine and knowing that there is something bigger and greater than you. And if you've been through a lot in your life, you know, if you have suffered in any way, it can be difficult to believe that there is a God force truly on your side. Even as you believe, even as you go to church, even as you say, hallelujah, praise God, at the core of your being, it can be really difficult in our human bodies to believe that. And I understand, and it's okay. All you have to do is say, God, I know that I had some shit happen in my life, so it makes it hard for me to believe fully, but I'd like you to help me with that. And most importantly, don't compare your faith to somebody else's faith. Don't compare your miracles and the way they roll into your life to somebody else's miracles and the way they roll into their life. Stay in your lane, stay in your journey, and know that Spirit really has your back, that there are heavenly hands supporting you every step of the way, that there are kind, loving beings that want to be there for you. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Okay. Now, to increase your faith, I would encourage you to listen to motivational messages. And what I mean by this is stories of people who have triumphed. So what does this look like? I was feeling, I was having a conversation with someone and they were, I felt like they were kind of shaming me for following my dreams. And whether they were or they weren't, that's how I felt. And so I didn't make them wrong. What I did was, I said, okay, I'm clearly struggling with my belief that I'm allowed to do this. And so let me go and pay attention to some messages of people who have followed their dreams. One of the ways to find motivational stories is YouTube. God, we live in such a great age that that exists, that you can get on a platform and read motivational stories. Now, you know I always have a caveat to everything. I do not want you to listen to these stories as what you need to do, and you got to copy exactly what they did to get your miracle. No, you are only listening to it from a place of wonder and hopefulness. You can add a little hopefulness there, and positive expectation that what you want is in fact possible. Again, please do not listen to somebody's story and think, oh, this is what I have to do. I have to do exactly like that. And no. Everybody is on their own journey. What works for one person, 9 times out of 10, is not going to work for you. I'll tell you, when I first started my business, I just started with a podcast, and then people start calling me, and I start doing sessions. And then as I continue to get deeper into the professional spiritual community, I came across all of these bloggers, really that's what they are, bloggers, who talked a lot about business. And I found myself comparing my business to their business and basing my numbers on what they said their numbers were. And, you know, there's even one guy, I wonder if he still does this, I should look. He put his, like, income or his revenue, I don't even know if it was his revenue or his income, what he made the previous month or what he's making, you know, every dollar that he makes in that current month up on his website. And I'd see these huge numbers and I think, oh, I'm so behind. That I spent 4 years in that space of believing I'm so behind, even as I work towards my goals. And that diminishes our belief. And our belief really determines what we are able to manifest into our life. Do not compare yourself to other people. Do what you feel is best. You must take action. I'm not going to lie to you. Trust your intuition and take the appropriate action, but don't compare your game to anybody else's game. If you have a dream, there is a reason for that dream. So no matter what, the more you believe in it, the more it will come into fruition. No matter what, believe in your dream. Do not compare yourself to other people. Now, if there's some really good business wisdom out there or some wisdom on how to get a job or how to attract a mate or increase your credit score, there's great wisdom out there. But just the same way as I told you to watch the motivational messages for so they uplift you, the same thing goes for all that information. Use it so it enriches your life. If it starts to make you feel bad about yourself or make you feel like you're behind or you're not doing it right, don't listen to it anymore. You will find your way there. I promise you, you could listen to absolutely nothing about how to improve your credit score. And if you set the intention to improve your credit score, Spirit's going to bring you all the information, resources, timing, money, so that you could have the credit score you want. Period. You don't need to listen to anybody else. You don't need to study. But if you want to, be sure to take that in, process it through, and then make steps accordingly. Don't use those things as a way to make yourself wrong, because I'll tell you this, my friend, you won't all of a sudden get right from a place of being wrong. The only way you get right is from believing that you are in fact right and that you are a loving, soulful human being, and you're going to do the best you can with what you know. And as you know better, you will do better. That's the way you get there. I'm a loving, kind human being. I'm doing the best I can with what I know. As I know better, I will do better. I'm responsible and capable and smart and well. Speaking of this, now as I'm saying that to you, I just did an audio. It's totally free. It's on my website. If you go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, Spirit inspired me to create an audio called I Am Enough. And it is designed to help you reprogram your subconscious mind so you always feel enough for every situation. Again, it's totally free on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click the audios tab, and I have it uploaded to SoundCloud, so you can listen from the SoundCloud player. And just listen to it over and over again. It's very simple. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. And if you start to believe you are enough, that's when your miracle starts to occur. So don't listen to what others are doing. Believe in your own game. Believe that miracles can happen to you no matter what time and space you're in. And I do want to, this is a heavy marketing time, you know, and marketing is dope. I have to do it for business. You have to do it for business. If you're in business for yourself, it's great. It's a great way to let people know that you exist. But there are a lot of people that use marketing, a marketing tactic that I think is deeply, deeply wrong, is telling you why you're wrong and how their product or service can help you. And no, it's just, it's there. Be aware of that. Like, the only person that can help you be a better you is you. And yes, you can take whatever information they're giving you and see if it directly applies. If you get an intuitive hit, if you feel inspired to make a change, go for it. But the last thing you need is to be told you're wrong. And you are not wrong. You will figure it out. You will know moment by moment what is best for you. Yeah, I had I wound up on some type of marketing email, and basically they were analyzing something I hadn't asked them to analyze. And it was all about how this is wrong, wrong, wrong. And I thought to myself, I'm conscious enough that at first, it hurt. I was like, oh my God, am I that bad? And then I thought about it. I was like, no, this is just marketing, selling a service by making me feel wrong. That is wrong. And don't support those services, products. You are great exactly as you are. You want to use something to enhance your greatness, by all means. But you don't have to do it from a place of you are wrong. You are bad. You are not good enough. Okay. Gratitude, I want you to live in a constant state of gratitude. I want you to look around your space every day, every moment, and be in gratitude. But for some people, they have to be reminded that gratitude is way cooler and way more powerful, and it makes you magnetic. Giving. This is a season of giving. I have a lot of opinions about how to give, but, we can talk about that another show. Or if you've been following me a while, I believe there needs to be a balance of giving and receiving, and that some people can use giving as an excuse to not deal with their stuff, as an excuse to not accept that they can't control everything. So I give you this message about giving from a place of soulfulness and as you were divinely led. And I think most people listening to my program, most people that are drawn to my work, giving is not something that is foreign to you. Acts of service are not something that is foreign to you. You wake up thinking, how can I serve today? But if you happen to have stumbled on this program and giving isn't something that's on your radar, I would like to encourage you to give. However way you feel is right for you. It can be give to charity, give to someone in your life. But there is no right way to give. And I want to talk about this even further. A good friend of mine started tithing a couple of years ago. And so she loves to tell me about the miraculousness of her tithing. And from this place of, sharing her story. And while I think tithing is awesome, I don't tithe. It's not in alignment with my truth. It does not feel authentic. Every time I tithe, I never feel more prosperous. I give in a lot of other ways. So tithing isn't necessary for me. You do what feels right to you. For her, tithing is awesome, and it works for her. For me, the way I am of service and the way I give is in completely different ways. Now, don't feel the need to take on somebody else's way of giving. You give from your soulful truthfulness. That's it. Period. You know when you have given. That's it. You don't have to compare. You don't have to, is this the right thing to do? The Bible told me to do it this way. Some motivational guru told me to do it this way. No. You do it in the way that's most in alignment with your intuitive knowing of what is right for you. And when you live that way, the balance of giving and receiving becomes clean. Yeah. And one more time on this. Miracles happen every live, not trying to create a miracle, but live like you are a miracle. Be in reverence for all that you are. Be in reverence for all that surrounds you. Be in reverence for even the things that suck. Because as you are in reverence, as you take hold of the lesson, you will move into greater heights. And there is no way to predict it, how that's going to happen. And I'm the woman who, a component of what I do is mild predictions. But for the most part, I don't do too many predictions these days. I read energy all the time. But predictions are really based on who you are right now in this moment. So if you want to know what your future is, It's who you are right now. That's your future. So if you are in a state of peace, if you are in a state of joy, if you are in a state of loving, if you are in a state of curiosity, if you are in a state of wonder, if you are in a state of exploration, if you are in a state of healing, if you are in a state of doing your divine work, that will determine your future every time, every time. So that is why I encourage you to stay in a state of reverence, because you will always have something to appreciate. That is why I encourage you to give in a way that's most in alignment with your truth, because no matter what your income is, you will always know how to give. And that determines your future, determines the blessings in your life. I want you to think of miracles less as transactional, meaning I'm going to do all these things that Amy just said, and then Spirit's going to give me a miracle. And I want you to think of it more as a vibe. Again, instead of trying to create a miracle, even though this is how to receive a miracle, I want you to be in the vibration of your miracle. I want you to feel like the divine's hand is all over your life. I want you to smile with the surrendering that you don't have all the answers, but there are heavenly hands working behind the scenes to support you every step of the way. You don't know where God's going to take you. And so just be open and receptive to the journey. Do your part. Take appropriate action. Now, part of miracles is taking appropriate action. You know, trust your intuition. If your intuition says, go do this thing, go do that thing. And trust that the answer will be revealed to you in divine perfect timing. So that is my program for you, how to receive a miracle, how to be in a state for a miracle. And if you happen to have come to this program because you're stressed the fuck out and you need something to happen, whether it's a monetary thing to happen, a health thing to happen, a job thing to happen, a shift in a relationship, I want you to ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Write that down. Look at it. And then immediately, I'd like you to pray before you make that list. Because once you pray and you make the list, then immediately your soul self, your intuitive self, will review that list and start to combat it. Or you may uncover, wow, that fear is so deeply rooted, 9 times out of 10, it's so strong, I'm going to create that. Why do I think that? And is there anything I can do to clear it out? You know, I have lots of rituals for clearing, but, you know, just ask to be released from it for your highest and greatest good and pray that all day. So if you uncover you're going through things and you're like, I'm so afraid I'm going to be homeless, right? And your logical mind is like, oh my gosh, why do I think that? But that vibration is really strong. 9 times out of 10, you're going to create something that's going to affect your home structure. So what I recommend is just start praying to release it and then replace it with the fact that while I hold this belief, I don't quite know where it came from, but I know that God has my back and is going to protect me every step of the way. So that is my recommendation, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. I'm Amy, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care.